Our next caller is from Minnesota, where you can find the Money Pit on KARL. Elaine, what's happening at your Money Pit?
Well, I bought a house 3 years ago, and the bathroom is the problem. Evidently, they had used some kind of a product that you put on the walls and use a trowel and spread it around, and it's
textured
very
walls.
Hard.
Like a Venetian plaster?
Yes, yes.
Is it shiny? Yeah, that's mm-hmm. Venetian plaster.
Okay, now how do I get it off?
Well, that's the tricky part. It's difficult to take off. If we could make it not shiny for you, if we could suggest some ways that you could make that, say, have more of a patina look or a flatter look, would you be interested in that, or do you just want to get rid of the texture altogether?
Well, I would prefer to get rid of the texture, but what I'm looking to do is either paint it so it looks like it's a drywall-type paint or something that would look smooth where I can paint it and looks good, or wallpaper it.
Because, Leslie, you can't wallpaper because it's too rough, but, Leslie, I'm thinking a faux finish on that might look decent, because the problem is trying to get rid of it is very, very difficult. You'd have to literally sand it off the walls, or you'd have to remove and replace the walls, or you'd have to put a second layer of drywall on top of that.
Well, Venetian plaster isn't a heavy texture. I mean, it's a lot of material goes into it, and then it's all, I mean, you should see, if you saw the process, you would be so much appreciative of the look, unless you just don't like the color, you just don't like the way it is. You know, you're really
it's
sort
so
of
rustic looking. It's just not me.
It is very rustic looking, but it goes on with little like 6-inch trowels, and your hand is back and forth, and you're just really rubbing this on. And then once it's all on there, you burnish it. You sort of wax it and make it really shiny. So it has this wonderful smooth texture to it, but it has a degree of aged areas and, you know, differences in colors and differences of sheen, differences in sheen as where you go along to it. I would say prime it, especially if you're not into this sort of faux finish look, prime it with an oil-based primer since it is for the bath. This way you'll get good quality adhesion and you know it's going to stick. And then that should do the trick. If you're dealing with some rough areas, I say sand it first. Get like a medium grit or a medium fine grit sandpaper and give it a nice rub down in the areas where you see the roughness, where you sort of see the trowel marks. I know it's probably going to be a lot of places all over that bath. But once you get everything down, then prime it, and then you can paint it any color you want.
Well, it's some of those where they trout are pretty deep, so I'm wondering what type of sander should I use.
It might be better to fill it out.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the bottom line here is, Elaine, the texturing is a lot easier to put on than it is to take off. And so to try to get rid of that now is a lot of labor, or sometimes it's so much labor that you're better off just recoating those walls with a thin layer of drywall and starting from scratch again. So those are pretty much your options. If you do want to recoat it, you could do that. But if you want to just take some of the rough, some of the trowel marks out, you could sand it out. That's why I was trying to opt for a more cosmetic option for you. But if you absolutely can't stand the look of it, you're probably better off putting a second layer of drywall on top of it. You could use quarter-inch thick drywall so it doesn't have to make up a lot of wall thickness, but at least give you a clean wall look to start with from there.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Elaine. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.